Without trust, society stagnates.
Economies decline.
And businesses fail.
My Security Media believes through security,
trust between individuals,
organisations,
and government can be maintained. Welcome to the
Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast.
Welcome to the Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast, recording in Hong Kong at the Catalyst Channels Forum. And I'm joined by Jonathan Andreessen and Frederick Gillard from Mobile Iron. Gents, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Frederick, you're VP for Asia Pacific. That's we'll come great. Back to you and talk about the region and your business here. But Jonathan, you're Senior Director for Products for Asia Pacific and Japan.
Correct.
And I haven't been briefed on Mobile Iron, which means the audience probably might not have heard of it too. So walk us through what you've got.
Yeah, excellent. So we've been around since 2007. We were founded the same time that the iPhone first came on the market. People realized that, you know, we have to secure these types of new devices and the data on them, and they were going to be a sort of game changer. We've been in Asia since before 2010. Throughout Australia, Japan, and all throughout Asia. And our focus really is around mobile security. And it's kind of grown into a very comprehensive solution today. It started out as sort of mobile device management. Maybe you've heard of that, around securing the operating system and the email. But now, you know, mobility is everywhere, basically. People are already mobile first. And so our goal is to really help companies take advantage of mobile technologies and cloud technologies to transform their business.
All right. So what's it actually doing with the device?
So what we can offer and what we offer our customers is the ability to secure all parts of the device and experience around mobility. So it's not just the device, it's the application, it's the connection to your back-end infrastructure and your data. And more, people are connecting into the cloud. Yep. And you realize when you've got a cloud connection, how do you secure that? I mean, that data is in someone else's cloud somewhere. How do you protect that data? Is it safe? Well, what we can do is help secure the access to that cloud. And it all comes down to through mobility and through the applications on your mobile device.
Is it, what is it actually doing? Is it encrypting the data? Is it doing things like intruder detection?
Right. It's multi-layered protection. It would encrypt the data on the device. We set up a separate work profile on your device that's separate from all your personal content. We have a lot of layers of control and security around that container. So you can have almost two phones in one to have policy to manage those work applications. And basically from there, the connection as well is encrypted, there's certification-based security, all the way back to your back end. And we can do everything to sort of control, manage, quarantine the device. So when we have a problem, we can do enforcement on the device.
Yep.
A lot of technologies today maybe can detect when they've got an issue, but what can they do about it?
So imagine your client base is the enterprise, and this allows the sort of BYOD policies to be pushed out?
Absolutely. So we've got, you know, over 17,000 customers globally. We do BYOD deployments and customer-owned devices. Today, I'd tell you that the interesting thing is it doesn't matter if it's BYOD or not. The truth is everyone that uses a mobile device, whether it's personal or corporate-owned, uses personal or work applications on the same device.
Yep.
So you have to separate those two and protect the work space.
The only other thing is most people have, you know, maybe up to 3 to 4 devices.
Absolutely.
Is that something that just gets transferred across each of the devices and gets synced up?
So that's interesting. So a lot of companies have mixed use deployments for endpoint. They want some Android devices. The users also want Apple, and really we're in an environment where the user gets to choose kind of what they're working on, right?
Yeah.
So we have the ability to support Windows 10, Mac OS, all types of endpoints so that our customers can pick and choose what's the best technology for their business, for the users, you know, what applications or clouds they want to use. We're totally vendor agnostic.
Right.
Other vendors kind of go down a certain path of their stack of security or their stack of technologies. We want to be totally vendor agnostic and allow our customers to choose the best of breed technologies for their industry.
Right. Frederick, maybe talk us through your sort of key client profiles in Asia Pacific. I imagine you might say, well, it's everybody, but you must have a bit of a focus here.
No, it's not everybody. It's First of all, this is where the regulations are high and there is a high demand in security. So it's not surprising that you will see a lot of banks and governments in our portfolio of clients. Yeah. So, but as this is, I would qualify this as an infrastructure software. It's not specific to any kind of vertical. So it can be everyone.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, highly regulated areas and large enterprises or federal governments are the area where we play more specifically. Yes.
I'm thinking maybe from a CISO's perspective of, I get the protection. Mm-hmm. What type of auditing and visibility can I get across a workforce that has this in terms of their device usage?
That's a great question. So what we discovered today is that, you know, without visibility into where your data is and what your users are doing, it's very hard to have a secure environment, right? So we're helping customers meet their GDPR regulations in Europe, for example. Out here and in Australia, there's privacy laws that came into play. We can see a lot about what the user is doing on their different devices and applications. And the key is every customer is different. Whether you're in manufacturing, retail, government, finance, there's a different use case. And so we come to our customers with a lot of options around customizing their mobile IT to their business. So it depends on the vertical you're kind of talking to.
Yeah.
But we work, like Frederick said, in the most secure and highly secure environments. Military, government grade type of environments. What we do find is that in these environments, there's several things really matter to the customer. It has to be secure, also has to scale. And, you know, when you're working in an environment where you're adding more users and on more applications, on more devices and more locations all the time, how can you do that at scale in a regular IT environment? And it can't fail. Your applications can't fail. It's mission critical for some of these organizations. So we spend a lot of time working to help secure that environment with those CISO. And where we come into play is how do we integrate with their layered defense architecture? And today I'd tell you that, you know, we have a very important role with this technology moving to sort of a zero trust digital world where people are moving to digital transformation. The architecture you need today is not what you needed 5 or 10 years ago. Now your data center is in the cloud. Your users are using devices you don't own on applications you don't know what they're doing. How do you provide that IT support? And more with digital transformation, it's about making IT a business driver. Because traditionally, you know, IT has always been an IT support function for the business. Mm. You know, a help desk call, I might support a few things. Now we're actually in an environment where our customers are using IT to drive new business opportunities.
How does it go with multiple clouds as well? You talked about you might have a secure cloud access, but what if you're using multiple clouds and the like?
Ah, great question. So clouds are really interesting. We've had clouds for a long time. Username and password. You can think of Hotmail in the late 90s. That's not secure. If someone takes your username or your credentials, they can access all your data. So we need to add another layer of protection on top of that. So only managed devices, managed applications, confirmed user identity. And once you pass all those checks, then you can access my data in the cloud, for example. And it has to be fast. It has to be, you know, a lot of companies want to be agile and have their workforce productive. So we focus on is sort of a transparent model of security where it's just security's in the background. You don't see it. You're seeing the Apple experience, the Google experience, the Windows 10 experience, and it's just operating in the background to help you secure that data.
What's the business model? Is it a subscription based on the number of devices, or is it?
We're flexible on that, depending on
enterprise licenses.
Different customers have different options, but typically it's device based.
Right.
We've done other opportunities for other customers and based on what they're looking for, but there's multiple ways of doing it.
Frederick, I always take interest in from across Asia Pacific. What are some of the key markets for you? We've talked about the client profiles, but what are some standout countries?
So now we are playing in a space. Well, usually, initially it used to be called MDM or Mobile Device Management.
Yeah.
Then it was called EMM, Enterprise Mobility Management, and now it's called UEM, Unified Endpoint Management.
Right.
And when you get to these definitions, Unified Endpoint Management means that we added Windows 10 and Mac OS to the tablets and the phones, the smartphones. The largest market in Asia Pacific is Japan.
Right.
And in theory, the second largest market is China. But it has a lot of restrictions, and I think the numbers are a little bit artificial here. So Australia is actually the second largest market in Asia Pacific. These are the markets which are the more mature in terms of technology adoption, the more mature in terms of cloud adoption, and which is not surprising. And then you've got Singapore and Hong Kong that come, I would say, the second tier. Right. New Zealand as well, but these are much smaller markets in size. But
and you're basing that on revenue or the number of devices, or how do you measure
it's,
that?
It's based in revenues. It's based on the revenues. So, of course, if you look at the number of devices, you've got a larger number of devices in China and India, but the adoption of the technology is not as high as it is in these more advanced markets.
Okay, well, it's worth having a look at, I think, at mobileiron.com. You're based out of Mountain View, California, right?
Based in Mountain View, California, but offices throughout Asia Pacific, where we're focused. One cool thing I would add for you is we just invested in new technology called Mobile Threat Defense, and we've integrated that into our technology. So although we do UEM, we've moved much beyond that into the security space. And what we've done is embedded it into our technology. It's operating in the background, sort of best of breed. And we're spending a lot of time with customers, sort of upgrading them from just managing the device to actually protecting against all sorts of network threats,
so application threats. Intel, right?
And we're finding threats are actually on the rise now because, you know, cybercrime follows the user and the user's on mobile. And so we have to make sure that those threats don't impact the work data. And we can do that at the edge on the device with this technology.
Great. So I've been joined by Jonathan Andreessen, the Senior Director for Products for APJ, and Frederick Gilland, the Vice President for Asia Pacific. Gents, thanks for joining us on
Thank
the Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thanks.
Thank you.